Welcome. This is Dr. David Kent. This is my weekly show. I come on every Sunday morning at 9. Appreciate you tuning in. If you're coming in for the first time, I'm a psychiatrist in Boise and been practicing here since 1990. I've been in a private practice setting, so I see all kinds of patients that suffer from mental illness and mental disorders. Depression is so common that I do a lot of depression treatment, of course. If you've been tuning in for the second time or more than the second time, I appreciate you coming back. I was talking to my staff this morning, and they were at a used car dealership or a car dealership of some sort, and talking to one of the, I don't know if it was a sales rep or who they were talking to, and the rep said they were listening to my show every week. So if you're tuning into this show, thank you for tuning into my show. I appreciate that. I try to provide information that's helpful and informative, try to shed light on mental illness, and that's something we can talk about and not be ashamed of, talk about the real issues and give you facts and give you real information. So that's sort of the thrust of this show. I have all my shows posted on my website. It's at treasurevalleytms.com, so you can go there and listen to other shows. You can go onto my website, and there's a way to post questions in there or share your experience with me. I'd love to have those on my show, maybe bring you on my show. So if you have something you want to share, maybe it's something other people might want to hear about. I do focus a lot on depression for the simple reason that it's extremely common. The most common mental disorder is depression. So the vast majority of people listening in will either be depressed or know someone who has depression or have a family member who has depression. So it is very pertinent. And one thing I want to talk about a lot on my show and emphasize is a lot of people know about medications. They know about counseling and psychotherapy. So I'm not going to spend too much time on those topics because a lot of people know about those things. I do want to talk about brain stimulation because that's something that people don't know much about. And brain stimulation is a whole field of research devoted to understanding the value of stimulating the nerve cells in the brain and what benefit can come from that. I went to a conference in Barcelona in March with my wife, and we went and attended the World Brain Stimulation Conference. It was the second annual meeting, so it was the second one they'd had. There was 1,000 people in attendance at that meeting from all over the world. They were either researchers or clinicians who practiced brain stimulation, and particularly talking about TMS or transcranial magnetic stimulation, which is a form of brain stimulation. There's also ECT, which is electroconvulsive therapy. That's another type of brain stimulation. So just to kind of clarify that for you, there's also deep TMS where they can actually put electrodes implanted in the brain and stimulate deeper parts of the brain and stimulate the brain in that regard. It's a very exciting field. Like I said before, I've been practicing psychiatry for a long, long time, in total over 30 years. So I've seen all kinds of therapy and medications, and I've used pretty much all the therapies in my practice. When TMS came along, at first I was skeptical. It seemed like, sure, that some sort of magnetic pulse is going to change anything. But in fact, the way it works is it was discovered in the mid-1980s by a physicist, Dr. Tony Barker, in England, where he was playing around with an electromagnet and put it on one of his colleagues' heads over the left motor strip and got the right hand to jump or to twitch. And that was the discovery that led to all this great research. Dr. Mark George, who was on last week, and I've had him on twice my show, he's the world expert on TMS. He's the world expert on brain stimulation, in fact. He's out of the University of South Carolina. He is considered the world expert, and in my mind, he's the father of TMS. He doesn't necessarily want to adopt that label, but I really think he is because of the extensive research he's done. And TMS was discovered in the 80s with just a twitch, and then after that, Dr. Mark George got the idea that maybe this could help depression. So he began studying TMS in earnest. And in 1993, he published the first study on TMS for depression. It was a double-blind, placebo-controlled study. Even he didn't know what the results were going to be. When the results came forward that it was helpful for depression in a pretty considerable way, he got really, really excited about that and began doing more and more research. And so that's how TMS got started. That's how it got discovered. So TMS is currently being approved by the FDA for depression. It's the only thing it's approved for right now in the United States. So it's being used extensively for depression, and it's being used all over the world right now. I've been treating depression with TMS for about 18 months or so. I've switched over to Brainsway Deep TMS, which I'm going to talk a little more about in the next segment here in just a few minutes. But the thing that TMS seems to do in the brain, it stimulates the nerve tissue, and it does it in a very localized way. In the case of depression, we treat the left dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, which is just over the left eyebrow. That part of the brain is a cortex. If you don't know what a cortex is, it's the outer layer of our brain. It's the part of the brain that we do a lot of thinking at. We make decisions. We analyze the world. We initiate actions. We think. We form opinions. That's the frontal lobes. And we treat that part of the brain. The left side seems to be most involved with depression. But the other part that we know is that the brain has circuits, that the brain is highly connected and interconnected with itself. When we treat the left dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, we also treat the limbic system, which is much deeper in the brain. The limbic system controls emotions and anger, mood, irritability, many other functions, as well as memory. So by treating the cortex in that particular location, TMS also treats deeper structures in the brain. And that's how we think it works in depression. The really cool thing is, in the case of TMS, it can create new connections in the brain, and that's called neuroplasticity. It's been shown that the amygdala and other limbic structures actually get larger in size after a course of TMS. This has been done by brain imaging studies. So TMS does something fundamentally different than medications, and it creates what we call durability. And durability means that the brain sustains this effect over time. So even after TMS treatments are over with, patients can sustain a remission of their depression for months, even years. And I've seen that myself. A lot of my patients who've stopped TMS, when I call them back up on follow-up, they say they're still doing great, and they've not had to take any medications to stay in good shape. So that's the exciting thing for me, is TMS seems to fundamentally change something in the brain for the better. And that's really just the tip of the iceberg. TMS is being studied for many other brain disorders. In fact, there's something like 55 multi-center trials going on at any one time on TMS around the world. Well, I've talked a lot about that in my previous shows and talked about the different indications, and I'll mention it briefly again on my next segments coming up. So stay tuned with me. I'm going to talk a lot more about TMS and Brainsway Deep TMS in my next segment. So I'll
welcome
back
to my show. This is Dr. David Kent. This is my weekly show I have on every Sunday. Appreciate you tuning in. If you're coming in for the first time, I'm a local area psychiatrist. So I talk extensively about mental health and mental illness, talk about depression and many other topics. I have a variety of guests that come on my show. I post my shows on my website at treasurevalleytms.com, so you can go there to get more information about the show and about other topics as well. I really developed that website, so I think you'll find a lot of things interesting there. I also have videos of myself, so you can see what you're looking at, what you're listening to, and you can see me in action on my website as well. I've recently done a couple shows on KTVB. A couple weeks ago, I was on KTVB Channel 7 for the noon show. I had one of my patients on there, Patty, who talked about her experience with TMS. So that's on my website as well. So go check that out if you can. I post a lot of articles and blogs as well talking about different topics. Well, this next segment, I want to talk more about Deep TMS or Brainsway Deep TMS. Brainsway is a company out of Israel. They developed a new, what I call second-generation TMS. They don't use the traditional figure-eight coil, which was developed starting in the 1980s and has been used in a widespread way with the treatment of depression. There's many companies that use the figure-eight coil. Still effective, it's useful, it's a good technology, but it's unpatented, so anybody can make one, and anybody can sell one. But Brainsway came along, and they developed their own device, and they used a different coil configuration, and they put it inside of a helmet, and that allows to change the configuration as they need to. In the case of depression, the Brainsway device goes a little deeper in the brain, and it's a little bit more broad. And that's important because we want to make sure that we actually treat the tissue that we want to treat. And we want to make sure that it does get treated and it does get stimulated. So that's really important. The unpatented figure eight coils were used since, like I said, the 80s and 90s. But the FDA, after two tries, approved them for use in 2008. And the following companies use this technology. One is NeuroStar, which I worked with NeuroStar for about 15 months. Then MagStem, MagVenture, and eNeura. And there's probably others that use this technology. As I mentioned before, anyone can build one. You could build one at home and use it, but it would be unpatented. You wouldn't know how to use it, but you could. The BrainSway developed a coil they call the H1 coil. And it was patented in 2004 and then FDA approved in 2013 after one application. An increasing number of providers are now using this BrainSway coil and have switched over from the figure eight coil like myself. I used the figure eight coil for about 15 months and now switched over to BrainSway earlier this year. I want to refer to this device simply as DTMS or Deep TMS, if I may. So if you hear Deep TMS, I'm referring to the BrainSway device. But DTMS is associated with it treats areas for depression that are associated in the brain. As I mentioned in the prior segment, the main area that we target right now is the left dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. That's a big mouthful, and if I say it fast, I'll blow it. But it's just basically over the left eyebrow, that part of the brain. It's in the frontal part of the brain, and it's important. With the BrainSway device, this allows, because it goes deeper and it's more broad, I'm pretty convinced I'm hitting the right location. Because it's not really a particular spot. It's more of an area of the brain. With the figure eight coil, sometimes when patients weren't responding, I always had to second guess whether I was in the right spot or not. With the BrainSway device, I don't have to second guess. And I've found that the literature reports that there's a response and remission rate, which varies between studies, but in general, in a large pool data, about 29% of patients will respond to standard TMS, and they have about an 18% remission rate. With deep TMS, the response rate is between 38 to 46%, which is quite a bit higher, and the remission rate is listed as 33%. I'm going to talk for a minute about my results, but I'll get back to that in a minute. With continuation treatment, though, over 18 weeks, deep TMS, the remission rate or the response rate climbs to 81%. The remission rate climbs to 71%. So more seems to be better. The more treatment you get, the better the brain seems to get. So there's something positive going on with this deep TMS. There's something good going on. And that's what's exciting for me. So better, more is better, and more time is better. And these are remarkable numbers. One thing about deep TMS compared to the regular TMS, the figure eight coils that I've mentioned before, is with the figure eight coils, to get the same depth and the same level of treatment, they have to turn the stimuli so high that it's intolerable. And that's not the case with deep TMS. We can still use tolerable levels to get the results that we want. Another advantage to deep TMS is the time that it takes to treat. With the superficial or the repetitive or the standard TMS, the figure eight coils, the sessions last anywhere from 37 to 55 minutes in length. With deep TMS, the sessions are 20 minutes or less, so we can do things in a much shorter time and get better results and have similar tolerability. They're very similar that way. But the bottom line is that deep TMS achieves equal or better results with shorter sessions and similar tolerability. And I think that BrainSway, because they came onto the market a little bit later, they had the advantage to kind of sit back and look at how to develop this device, how to create a different kind of coil technology to treat depression. So I think they gave them some advantages, and they developed very unique coil technologies. So the future of DTMS for me is very exciting, and I think that we have more choices now than we've had before. The other advantage to TMS is it's non-invasive. We're not going in and giving someone a drug or a medication that affects the whole body. We're treating a very localized part of the brain and just that area and nothing else. So we're not getting systemic side effects or problems that way. Now let me show you my statistics. I've been doing deep TMS since the beginning of the year. I've really been going full-blown since March. I had just a few patients early in the year, but since March I've been going full-blown. I looked at 49 of my initial patients. Out of 49 of those patients, 31 went into complete remission, which is 63%. That's almost double the published rates. And the other 25% had a 50% reduction in their symptoms. So 85 to 90% of the people coming into treatment are getting better. For me, that's phenomenal. If you look at medications, the research, and medications have been around a long time, so we have the data. We know what medicines do just to some extent. We know how they, we know the rates of response. And the, if you go into get treatment for depression with depression, the first medication will allow about a 55% chance of responding. And that doesn't mean necessarily remission, but a response. The second medicine try drops by 50%. So for each successive medication, the response rate drops another 50%. So you get to the place where the medicines just don't work at all. And that's the problem. And when you stop medications, they stop working. There's no durability with medications. As I mentioned in my prior segment, there's complete durability with TMS. It seems to rewire the brain. That's pretty exciting. So I'm really excited about the results I'm getting. They're kind of blowing my mind. I didn't expect them to be that high. And I bet they'll be even higher if I was allowed to treat patients for a little bit longer period of time. Insurance companies currently cut off treatment around 30 to 36 treatments, which is generally adequate, works well, it's good. But there are cases where it'd be nice to go longer. So come back to my next segment. We'll talk some more about
this. Welcome back to my show. This is Dr. David Kent. This is my weekly show.
Appreciate you tuning in. I've been talking extensively about depression. Talk a lot about mental health subjects, of course. Today I'm talking about deep TMS or Brainsway deep TMS. It's, if you're tuning in for the very first time, TMS stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. And like the name implies, it actually uses an electromagnet to stimulate the brain tissue to do something positive. It's actually an FDA-approved treatment. The FDA has actually given its blessing to this treatment, and now it's being used extensively all over the world. So it's not something that is used just in a few little places. Any major city, you're going to find TMS. Boise just happens to have it. I happen to be pioneering the TMS here in Boise, here in the Treasure Valley. So I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited about what it's meant for me and my practice. In fact, this is the most excited I've ever been about my practice, is practicing TMS. And the reason is because results are so amazing. I'm seeing people with refractory depression, people that have not responded to anything else, and coming out of their depression in an amazing way. In fact, I have some guests on today to talk about their experience with TMS to kind of give you an idea of what they've been through and how it's been beneficial to them. But I want to talk a little more about the deep TMS, about how kind of it works and what it's indicated for. And I talked in the previous segment about that. But deep TMS penetrates deeper and more broadly than standard TMS. And so it's being studied for many other indications. These include, but are not limited to, post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, which may get FDA approval later this year, probably will, or at least by the next year. Also attention deficit disorder, addictions such as cocaine, nicotine, gambling, bipolar disorder, the negative symptoms of schizophrenia, autism, Parkinson's disease. In fact, I got a call in my office today about someone inquiring about Parkinson's disease because it's being used in the Seattle area. Someone's using it up there to treat Parkinson's, and it can be used for Parkinson's, but it's not currently FDA approved, so there's issues around that. But it is certainly a treatment. Also, it's being studied and used for early Alzheimer's, stroke victims, and other pain disorders such as migraines. Even though these don't have FDA approvals yet, they can be used what we call off-label, but insurances will not cover the cost of that, so that's a consideration. But this is likely to change in the future as there's over 60 worldwide multi-center trials going on at this time. In Europe, the restrictions are a little bit less than the United States, so TMS is being used more broadly to treat these conditions. And these are difficult to treat disorders, so it's exciting that we have an option like this to consider these treatments. In fact, I just read something the other day about it being used for obesity, and it reduces people's cravings for food, so it also has other benefits. And the reason that TMS is exciting is that
seems to do something with the wiring, with the brain's ability to regrow itself. That's called neuroplasticity. And you'll hear me talk a lot about neuroplasticity on the show, because neuroplasticity is something that is exciting. We didn't really feel like the brain could regrow itself. We thought it was more of an organ that was more on the decline over time, which it is in some sense, but the brain can actually regrow in certain areas of the brain. And deep TMS seems to allow that to happen. So it gets more persistent results, more durability. It doesn't wear off like medications do. It seems to change the brain in a positive way. So for this reason, I'm establishing a center of excellence for TMS. That's what I'm doing right now, is I'm growing the business. I'm growing TMS. I'm getting the word out there that this is something viable. It's something fantastic, actually. So I'm growing this new center of excellence. I myself have done kind of the homework. I went to Barcelona in March of this year, went to the World Brain Stimulation Conference, and heard from all the world experts on TMS. And then in May, I went out to San Diego and went to the National TMS Society's annual meeting, which was mind-blowing. There was world experts there. People from all disciplines were there at this meeting talking about the research and the breakthroughs that are going on right now. So TMS, you're going to hear a lot about it in the future. You're going to hear about it from me. You're going to maybe get sick of me talking about it, but I'm going to keep talking about it anyways. I think it's going to be great for people. I had a young gal come into my office today. Her mother heard my radio show, so she came in. She's a perfect candidate for deep TMS. She's failed tons of medications, years of psychotherapy, and now she's coming in, so she should do very well. That's exciting. So if my show's on every week, comes on every week at 9 o'clock. My shows are posted on my website, so you can always tune into them another time. You can share them with your friends. I mention other organizations on my website as well, so you can get authoritative information. Well, today I got a little special guest on. She's agreed last second to come on, because I wanted to spice it up today. So this is Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dr. Kent.
How are you?
If I can call you that.
You can call me that if you'd like to. This is actually my wife. She decided to come on today because she's been watching me do this TMS treatment for a while. She's actually been in every radio show watching the testimonials of all these patients, so she's gotten a pretty positive experience with this. Right?
Yes, I have.
So from your vantage point, what would you say about TMS?
Well, do you want to talk about something else before for my experience with TMS? Like why?
Go ahead, yes. So why would you be interested in TMS?
Okay. Well, I...
See how we interact?
I know.
Husband and wife.
Well, I've also suffered from depression, like a lot of Dr. Kent's patients that have come in to give their testimonials. I think about the age of 12 when I lost my grandmother, who was very special to me, and so that kind of brought on my depression. I also come from a dysfunctional family, so having to deal with issues at home didn't help with the depression. It just magnified it. So then when I got married and had Dr. Kent and I have had 5 children, I was still depressed, but because of the responsibilities of raising a family, I was able to put it aside somehow. But I did notice that I was probably not as patient as a mother, and I avoided people. My family were the only ones that I wanted to be around. I didn't feel I could be around other people. And so it was also affected our marriage. I think Dr. Kent can attest to that. That's probably why he was eager for me to come and try deep TMS, because, you know, our relationship was pretty much affected by it. I was angry, judgmental, just hard to probably live with, right? I don't know. He can probably share his feelings on that as a husband.
I'm just going to let you talk on this one.
But after coming to all the radio shows and hearing people share their testimonials and seeing how happy they were after having the treatment, Dr. Kent approached me and said, would you like to take the assessment? Because I know you've tried a couple medications and you've been depressed for a long time. Maybe you would like to to try it as well. So at first I was hesitant, but then later on I decided, you know what? What can I lose? I'll give it a try. So I took the assessment and I qualified. And this morning I received my 20th, I believe, treatment. And the first time I received the treatment, I remember getting into my car and feeling like, oh, I don't have those feelings anymore that I had. I don't feel negative. I don't feel hopeless. And it was amazing that I responded so quickly.
Okay, that's awesome. So what else have you noticed by it? What about socially?
Socially, it's been a big improvement. Like I said before, I tried to avoid being around people. Dr. Kent's a doctor, so we always got invited to a lot of dinners, parties, and I just hated that. I just did not want to be around that. And now I feel I don't have those fears and anxieties about, because I think self-esteem played a big point, played a big factor as well. I didn't feel like I was adequate in front of other people. And so when you're depressed, you have low self-esteem and you have these fears that are more magnified. And so after deep TMS, now I don't have those fears as much, and I want to go and do everything and be everywhere.
Great.
So it's amazing.
Well, I appreciate you jumping on the show last minute. Wanted to share your little experience with it. I have some firsthand with it, so I see how well you're doing. I've been really impressed how great you're doing. So I think it's made both of our lives a lot better.
Yeah, so I guess he's going to keep me now.
I think so. Stay tuned because we have one more segment coming on. I've got another guest coming on today, Marcy. She's got a great story. So please stay tuned for her story.
Welcome back to the show.
Glad you listened for it. This is Dr. David Kent. If you're tuning in for the first time, I do my weekly radio show every Sunday morning at 9 in the morning. I'm a psychiatrist in the local area and talk a lot of subjects about mental illness and depression and things like that. Today I have a special guest on my show, Marcy. She's agreed to come on and tell a little bit of her story. As you know from my previous shows, I have a lot of guests on the show. I've got a lot of my own patients who come on to talk about what they've been through and what they're experiencing now, and I think that makes this more interesting and real. So all of these people live in the local area. So welcome to my show, Marcy.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing awesome, thank you.
Good.
I'm going to ask you some questions. We're just having a conversation, so we're going to just talk a little bit about your experience. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you, Marcy?
I'm 55 years old.
And are you married, single?
I'm married. I'm a grandmother of 9.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And do you work for a living, or are you a stay-at-home mother?
I'm retired.
Retired. What did you retire from?
Basically, I worked for Hewlett Packard for a long time, and then I worked as a secretary for several years, and decided I didn't want to work anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a little bit about this. We're here to talk about depression today, as you know. Tell us a little bit about depression for you and how long you've had depression.
Unfortunately, I've had depression since I was a young girl, and I didn't start getting treated for it till I was probably in my 20s. And since then, I've been on...
Well, we're going to get into that in a second. I want you to talk about your depression a little bit. You've had it for a long time, since childhood.
Yes.
And you're in your 50s now, so that's a long time to struggle with a serious illness.
Yes.
Depression is a serious illness. So in your case, what kind of things did you experience with depression? What kind of symptoms did you have of that?
I had no energy, no confidence. I didn't want to do much. I wanted to just sit around and be in my bad mood. I guess I was always sad, and I didn't feel like I had a reason for living. And I also had thoughts of not wanting to be here anymore, not suicide or anything, but praying to my God to take me and get me out of it, because I didn't know what to do. Also has caused problems in every relationship I have because of my lack of wanting to be involved. It's just a really painful way to live your life. And also have panic attacks and trouble sleeping and more things than I could probably ever tell. I mean,
so it's affecting you in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
Some people think of depression, people get sad sometimes. But depression, the clinical depression, it really is a constellation of symptoms and an experience that affects kind of all facets of your life.
Yes, it does. And I had problems with work. That's one of the reasons why I quit working so young, because I just couldn't cope or deal with any stress or any criticism. I took it right to heart and started thinking that I was a bad person. And, I couldn't handle conflicts at all.
So from the get-go, almost early on, I mean, you have worked and everything, but it's affected your productivity along the way.
Yes, it has. So I should still be working. I should still be contributing and being part of the world, and I pretty much took myself out of the mainstream, and just dealing with family sometimes has been more than difficult for me.
So there's been a financial cost to it.
Yes.
If you had
for my husband and I, yes, there has been.
So there's a price tag to depression.
Yes.
And so some people think, oh, well, there's a price tag to treatment, but there's a hidden price tag to not being productive, not working, not reaching your potential that you can reach in life.
Yes. And it's sad because my husband's had to pull the extra weight, and it's not fair to him. You know, I'm hoping that eventually I will be able to go back in and do what I want to do. I'm fairly intelligent. I'm not saying I'm super smart or anything, but I do have skills, and I had a lot of training in the past. And now I'm kind of thinking that I might be able to do that again.
Okay. We'll talk about that in a minute. But what did you know? You worked for Hewlett Packard. That's a techie kind of world. What did you do for Hewlett Packard?
Well, I started there when I was 19, and I was in production building boards for computer drives for the big ones that looked like dishwashers or washing machines. That's when I started, and then I did that for several years, and then they started priming me for, you know, either management or administrative work, and I wound up teaching a lot of classes there on component identification to new employees coming into the firm. And when I unfortunately they had to downsize back in the early 90s, and I got downsized, but by then I had become administrative assistant for a technical support group and had done that for about 6 years. And I think the next step was going to be management, but then unfortunately we laid off about over 1,000 people, and I was one of the ones that had to go. So
you were unfortunately part of that movement to downsize.
Yeah, that was really hard on my psyche too, I think, because I had felt so important, and then all of a sudden I had nothing, and I couldn't find a job that paid as well after that, because Hewlett Packard was wonderful to me. They had great benefits, great pay, great on-the-job training. They paid for some college for me. It really took a big chunk out of my purpose in life.
Okay. So with that depression, which you've had your whole life, now if people are tuning in for the first time, I'm interviewing Marcy. She is currently a patient of mine. I've just known her for a brief period of time. I'm a psychiatrist in Boise, and I treat people for depression and many other things. But Marcy's on my show. She's agreed to come and tell her story. So you've been depressed since you were a child. Now you're in your 50s, so long-term depression. So to me, that usually means you've been through lots of different treatments. What
Yes.
have you been treated with in the past? Not so much now, but what have you taken in the past?
In the past, I've been on, Prozac, Paxil, Effexor, Wellbutrin, Cymbalta. I've been on just about every anxiety medication out there for sleep, since I have difficulty sleeping because my mind just runs all the time. They put me on, I've been on Trazodone pretty much since I was in my early 20s for that. I've also tried Ambien and a few other sleep meds, but pretty much Trazodone. I've tried talk therapy. I've been to at least 4 or 5 different psychologists for that. I had a hard time doing that because I always want people to like me, so I tried to, I would basically not tell them everything so that they wouldn't think I was a bad person. So it just never really worked out, and then I just drop out and they never hear from me again. So that's what I've been through. And it's been a long, very trying time.
Sounds like it. Well, you're a long, long time here. Basically a lifelong depression.
Yes.
You've lived your life in a depression. That's all you've really known. Yes. People, you know, that's all they know. And sometimes they don't know what it would be like not to be in that depression. So that's the challenge. And you haven't tried suicide, but you've had this, what we call in the business, a passive death wish. That's kind of what it is, where people don't want to take their life, but they would be okay if something happened to them and their life went away. I hear that all the time. So that just is another indication of this sense of hopelessness, no reason to go on. You know, and in society, we spend lots of money and time trying to find happiness. People buy boats, and they buy big homes, and they take expensive vacations, and they do all these things to be happy. So the pursuit of happiness is pretty important. Being happy is pretty important to society, to people, and that's how we're wired. We are wired to be happy, and when we're not, it sucks.
Yeah, it does. Really bad.
So now we fast forward to the current time. I'd like to start up by asking, how did you find out about me?
Well, I went to see my medication psychologist, I guess she is, at my normal place, and I was really having a bad time and had been for, because I hadn't seen her for 6 months, and during that 6 months, I really took a slide, and I came in going, I need help. I was crying. She suggested upping my dosage of the current antidepressant that I take, and you know, I was like, okay, I'll give it a try because I don't know what else to do, you know. So I tried this heavier dose, and I felt like I was going insane, even worse. And I couldn't, it just made me more anxious and more down. And so I decided right off, no, that's not going to work. But at that time, she had also given me your pamphlet and your card. And I started reading about it, and I went online, and I watched your information online, and I was like, talk to my husband. I said, what do you think, you know? And he's like, honey, if it'll work for you, give it a try. He goes, you're worth the world to me. He goes, I'd love for you to be happy again. And so I called, made the phone call, and talked to Kim in your office, and I was like, okay, I'm going to come in. And I came in and I met Dr. Kent and his staff. And wow, what a change. Everything's going wonderfully. After 3 treatments, I felt like a new person. And my outlook on life is totally, totally reversed. So I'm really happy right now. I'm positive. I feel like I have a purpose. I don't want to die anymore. My anxiety level's gone way, way down. So to me, this is like a dream come true. And I can never repay these people for what they've done for me. Dr. Kent.
Wow. Thank you so much. You know, you just barely started into treatment. And for those of you tuning in for the first time or just tuning in now, I've got Marcy on the line right now with me. She's a patient I've just met, really, just recently. She approached me about pursuing deep TMS, or transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a new form of treatment for depression. It's FDA approved, if you don't know. It's not a hokey treatment. It's been studied for decades now. And I've been doing it for about a year and a half, but doing a new type of machine called BrainsWave, which I talked about in earlier segments today. And I've been blown away by the success I'm having with it. And Marcy's just starting into the treatment. We usually do about 36 treatments with patients, and she's just into 4 or 5 treatments now. And she's smiling, and she's excited, she's laughing, and she wants to be on this show. So I said, yes, let's do it. Let's get you on the show. So share your experience. I think it's really important for you to reach out to the people in the community and let them know.
Yes, I have actually done that. I've got my husband's over the moon on the difference in me. He says he can't keep up with me now. And before, I would just sit on the couch and watch TV or read or just anything to check out. And one of my sisters, I've told her about it, and she's so excited for me. My niece, she came over Friday, and she was amazed at the difference in me. I'm like soliciting her to go out to see movies and stuff like that, which is something I don't normally do. I'm going to call my mom today and tell her all about it, because she was kind of like, I don't know, you know, I don't know if this is going to work for you or not. You've been through so much. And so I'm going to be really excited to tell my mom about it. And my daughters, my stepdaughters, and my grandchildren. And I met a girl in Dr. Kent's waiting room today. And it was her first meeting. And she was like, well, what do you think about it? And I'm like, it's amazing. I think anybody that suffers from severe depression should try this. It's life-changing. It really is.
Well, thank you, Marcy. I really appreciate that. And it's mainly have people on like yourself to reach out to the community and let them know that real people are benefiting from this and who've suffered for many, many years, and they don't have to suffer. There's new options besides medications and therapy, that we have exciting options like this. So I'm going to wrap up for this week. I appreciate you tuning in. I'll be in again next week. So really appreciate tuning to my show, and hope you got something out of it today. Thank you.